Track two.
We were doing a job in Porirua, and the site next door was about two-thirds of a floor below us. And as we were going up, one of the guys was on the upper level talking to one of the builders from next door, and when he got up and turned around and walked away, the steel well was there. And in those days we didn't have handrails, and he went down the stairwell and landed on the side of his face, and his legs ended up on the other side of the job in between the steel. Lucky all that missed. He pushed the side of his face over. When he got to the hospital, they just sucked it back out and he was back to work within 2 weeks.
So you were there when the accident happened?
I was about 2 metres away from where he landed.
So did you organise the ambulance?
Yeah, I had to run down the road to show them where the site was, but he was conscious the whole time. He was talking to me. Yep.
So again, did you have any? Was this guy working for you?
No, we were actually working. I was an apprentice then. Yeah. We were doing a job out in Porirua for the firm. He was a leading hand.
Do you remember any of the technical things around that at the time as well? Health and safety getting involved?
No, there was sort of none of that around then. This is sort of 20-odd years ago. But after that, we started taking more care. We started putting handrails up around openings and things like that. But until then, there was nothing on the sites. I mean, between our job and the next job, there was over a 2 metre difference in height. So even if you fell off our job and landed on their job, it was still a reasonable fall. And there was no protection at all.
So do you find yourself now, when you're working with like younger builders, you tell them about these things so that they, you know, take care?
These days, I'm always wary of other people working near me. You never know what they're going to do. They'll pick up a plank and turn around and knock you. And so I'm always wary of that. But no, it's business as usual most of the time.
But you noticed a difference between sort of 20 years ago to...
Oh, definitely, yeah. Far more safety conscious now. Yeah, it's a lot different.